are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Hey, I came up with an idea. You know, my stated goal for 40 years now. You know, I've been in business longer than you're alive. I mean, you don't look like it because you're a little bit older than you look. 40 years. That's a long time. And you know, from the day that I started 40 years ago, my stated goal. And by the way, do you know that this saying stated goal is redundant? I'm talking to you, girl. You know that stated goal? It's saying the same thing again. Stated and goal. Mm-hmm. It means the same. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Why?
Because it needs to be. You know why?
Why?
Because most people fail. They quit. So it has to be emphasized. That's all I'm saying. Well, I got an idea because, you know, I've always wanted to be that guy. Once I got used to all the hate mail, I wanted to be that guy that talks straight to people for the altruistic, not to be altruistic, but for the purpose of ultimately setting them straight to help them get in the best shape of their life, whatever that meant, adding muscle, losing weight. That's kind of been who I am. That's kind of been my life. Like all encompassing. And so I saw something on TV the other day and I got this idea. I think you'll like it. You know, the like, people that go to Alcoholics Anonymous, or I see a lot of these programs that people go to, these 12-step programs that people go to recover from whatever is ailing them. And I came up with an idea. I'm starting a rehab. I'm starting a fat rehab. And I'm starting a I'm starting a rehab for people. I want to help them. Fat has nothing to do with like fat on your body in this case. I mentioned that last time I was on this Serious Growth. It's called Fuck Around Training. And so I want to start rehab for those people, for the fuck around trainers, the guys that are doing that fucking around. And also the ones that are doing mammy pammy workouts. I want to help them. So I thought I would create a rehab for them. A 6-step rehab. What do you think? I'm tired of being so upset. All I keep talking about is the problem. I'm really mad or frustrated. You know? Don't you think that's a good idea? Don't you think that's a good idea? No. Fat rehab. And mamby pamby workouts rehab. Huh? What do you think? I think that we should say something. If we see something, we should say something out there. Joe Breen came up with a good idea the other day. I thought we should start like a new culture of workout places. Zero tolerance training. And we should have like gym bouncers. I think it's a good idea. Don't you, Carol? You don't look like you think it's a good idea. You're not really buying into this, are you?
No, it's a good idea.
Gym bouncers. Can you imagine? If you're not working out properly, you get thrown out. We should probably just warn them first. One or two warnings. And then if you get kicked out, I don't know. Something to think about. Maybe I wouldn't be so upset all the time. Look how upset I was this morning when I came in.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief and the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
That's the kind of mindset you get into when you're training, right? It's war. You told me it was war when I came into the sit down.
Yep.
After the workout. You know, sometimes I wonder if people, when they talk about, like, you got to get into this mindset and this is what you got to do. Sometimes these motivational speakers, you just wonder if they really are doing what they say, you know, they claim that they're doing. Because sometimes I don't buy it. But I think this morning you lived it. Because I've talked about when you step into the gym, for those that don't know, you come in the morning when I'm just finishing up my training. And of course, that's when you and I talk. And you made a comment this morning. It's like, I know I have to talk to you about stuff, but you're in the wrong frame of mind when you come in from your workout. I didn't really realize that till you said that.
Really?
No, I didn't. But you're right. I'm all wound up and ramped up because it is war. That's the whole point when you go out and work out, when you train. Otherwise, you're just going through the motions. And you got to go to fat rehab and mamby-pamby workouts rehab. And we can fix you there. Because we're going to teach you about the creed. It's about repetition being the mother's skill. Kara, I want to go back there. I want to help people. What do you think? I mean, how many times have you quit training?
A lot.
You need to go to this rehab center.
I don't do it anymore. But a lot.
You know, I often wonder how I got to this point, sort of where my life is, you know, because it just doesn't happen. I talk about serious growth creed, and I'm pretty hard nosed about that, I think, but it just didn't happen, you know? So sometimes I reflect a lot now. Maybe it's because, what are you doing that to your neck? Am I stressing you out? I reflect back now. You know, how I got here. And I wonder who influenced me and how did I get on this path? Because it just didn't happen, you know? And what comes to my mind is my dad was an influencer back then. How, you ask? Oh, I'll tell you. He basically taught me how to work. So he taught me how to be disciplined to some degree, right? The role that my mom played was that she was like a gypsy. Because otherwise, I'm thinking, okay. And then the first time that I went to a college football game when I was 8 or 9 years of age, and we went down on the field and made this tunnel. Did you ever go on a football field and do that? Probably not.
Not on the football field.
But do you know what I'm talking about? Where you make a human tunnel? Mm-hmm. I was in first grade when I went to that game, and those guys came running out to the field, and those were like football gods to me. They looked so big, you know, it was amazing. That influenced me. That's when I got hooked on playing sports. And of course, sports is the, you know, it's one of those things that I think every kid should get into, because it teaches you about life right off the bat. I think your kid has learned some lessons. You know, we all do, you know, being able to excel and succeed and having, you know, your downturns where you're not doing so well. Sometimes you get cut. Sometimes you get benched. But those are all just kind of lessons. But I think that sports was one of the main things that was responsible for me to get on that path. Because I don't know, you know, to create unwavering discipline, I don't know. Why doesn't everybody have it? You know, how do you get that where you have passion for something? I don't know. But yeah, sports has been a big a big deal for me. I never worked out at all till I was, actually out of high school. Lifted weights a little bit, but never really got into that. And I think the first time that I really had an experience that was when I was going to get married and I started doing some weightlifting and blah, blah, blah. It definitely isn't for everybody. Anyway, I think the rehab thing is a really good idea. I want you to be the first person in that. I think I can help you. I can help you overcome all of your obstacles that you have.
I do not train fat.
You don't?
No.
You don't think so?
Oh, uh-uh. Ask any of the clients that are around.
Okay. But you're still not, you haven't really committed.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Just because I miss a day every 3 weeks or something because of something doesn't mean that I haven't.
You miss a day every 3 weeks because of something?
Yeah. I mean, just because I've like missed every once in a while doesn't mean I'm not committed or in it.
I disagree. Mm-mm-mm. So what, does life get in your way? Like everybody else's way? Why can't you do the workout?
Sometimes time does.
Okay. What do you think about doing a deep squat? I want to know what your thought is on that. Is it safe?
A deep squat?
Yeah. Why are you rubbing your neck like I'm stressing you out?
It hurts.
A deep squat. Let's talk about that. There's a lot of misconception about a deep squat.
I think they're fine.
Why?
I think they're good.
Do you think they're good?
Yeah.
Do you
flexibility,
think?
Mobility.
Well,
you should definitely practice them. You should want to be able to go that deep.
Yeah, but is it safe?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Well,
body's supposed to move that way.
I'm just asking you the question.
I think people can make it unsafe.
How come people just do a squat halfway down?
Well, because the weight's too heavy.
That's one reason, but do you know why people don't go all the way down deep? Because they think it's dangerous.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I pretty much control what my clients do.
But going down deep is actually safer than going down halfway. You would think that going down halfway would be less dangerous, wouldn't you?
I don't know why somebody would think that.
I'll tell you why. Because they don't know about the Golgi tendon.
Uh-huh. The one that naturally bounces you back up.
Yes.
Yeah, I listen to you.
It's like the a shock absorber.
Yeah, you're shocked that I have listened to you in the 8 years.
But a lot of people don't know that.
That's because they don't have you.
Well, they don't realize that that's actually the safest way to squat is to go nice and deep like that.
Yeah, because when you go halfway down, you're like stopping yourself.
And when you change the direction, it's like a knife going into your knee. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that. And they screw that part of it up. Good job. When you work out, do you warm up?
No.
Why not?
Because you've taught me better than that.
That's it? You're just following in blind faith?
You taught me that my body adapts to what I teach it. And so I have taught it to be ready when I want to go.
A lot, you know, I did a, talking about blind faith, I did this post the other day about this athlete. They were talking about something else, but it was about blind faith. I think it's important that at times that you have blind faith. I mean, I think I did when I was bodybuilding. But you know, sometimes blind faith is, it can give you a negative consequence because you don't get to that point where you're questioning, you're just doing it. And I just think that so for whoever is listening to this, I think it's important that, you know, guys like me who have been around a long time, we know stuff, but even with that being said, what we're talking about always has another point of view, maybe from somebody else. And I think that's important to believe and to have a certain amount of blind faith. But I also think that it's important that you understand why you're doing something, you know? And I also think it's important for you and all of us to understand that you need to be open-minded enough to be able to tolerate change and embrace it. And I think that for a lot of people, these are all just stumbling blocks for them. It's kind of like, tearing it all down and building it back again. That's a hard thing to do, especially when you're, you know, when you think that you're on the right path to make that call to take another direction. But I just think that blind faith is good, but I think it has to be done with the mindset of being open-minded and always think for yourself. I can tell you what to do. You can tell your clients what to do. But if they're not feeling the exercise, if they're not feeling what they're doing, then that's a problem. I know that we work with people online. You know, one of the things that we talk about is that when you're training, don't just move your body through space. Intention. You asked me about that the other day. Intention is huge. It's a small, it's a nuanced thing that you do that's a kind of a small thing that makes a really big difference. And I don't know. I don't see intention with most people. I just don't. And the reason why I make a little bit of a deal about that is because if you're someone that's coming in to work out, and whether you're training somebody as a trainer or you're somebody that's working out, you know, you would think that you're in there, you know, to try to get the results. So you want to minimize and stop making the mistakes that you're making. And so many people do that. And I mean, that's why we have trainers like us that are out there trying to help people, you know, is to correct those mistakes. Because the higher that you go up, or when you get to a point where body fat loss, you get down to that last 5 or 6 pounds, you don't have wiggle room to make mistakes. I mean, if you really want to keep creating a change, you just don't. And you have to be willing to keep trying new things to see if they work and not be afraid of that. And I think some people do. And anyway, so what kind of a diet are you on now?
1,000 calories.
Are you on a glucose diet? Mm-hmm. And what do you notice as far as the difference between a glucose diet and the way that your body responds and a high fat diet?
I'm tighter with the high fat diet.
What do you think that is? I mean, this is stuff that people should know about. Why is that?
Because it is acting as a natural diuretic and pushing water out of my body.
Yep. And that's exactly the same kind of results that I've had with a high fat diet. Something that people don't know about a high fat diet is one of the benefits is like what you're talking about, but another benefit is a health benefit. And there's a lot of controversy about this and about which is the best way to train and eat and all that kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, if you're not that person, again, that's willing to go out like what you've done, what I've done is try that diet and really experience it to get the, you know, those kinds of results that you're talking about, then you really don't know. And I just wonder how many people are, when they're making a comment, if they've actually done that process. I think that might be one of the questions that you should ask. If somebody has an opinion on something, it's like, okay, so have you done it yourself? And for how long? You mentioned somebody that's in a different industry that's an expert at 6 months. No, you're not. You're not. No. No one's an expert in anything in 6 months. And that's okay. That's part of that process, you know. But I think that's part of the creed is questioning everything, you know. Even if somebody is a so-called expert, question everything about that and try it yourself. But yeah, you're exactly right. Being on a high-fat diet, low-carbohydrate diet, 30 grams or less, it does act as a diuretic. And then the thing that you know, there's people out there that are doing these kinds of diets. They say, well, you lose all this weight, and that's true. I'm a proponent of the high-fat diet, but I'm just saying that a lot of times what people won't tell you that are in the industry, in the keto or high fat diet, when you lose all that weight, you got to really make sure that person knows that the initial weight, a lot of that is water weight. That doesn't mean that that you're not getting a certain amount of body fat loss, but you know, people, they look for a shiny object and they look for an immediate response. So in some ways, the high fat diet does that for a lot of people. It's like, ooh, I lost, you know, in the first week, 8 pounds. Hold on to your horses there. Okay. I'm not saying that's not a positive thing, but it's not really all fat loss. The other thing that the high fat diet is it's actually quite healthy, believe it or not. There's still some misconception about the, you know, fat being the culprit and it causes problems, but it really doesn't. I mean, I've worked with lots of clients over the years that have had cholesterol problems, and I put them on a high fat diet. And amazingly, their points usually drop 50 to 75 points in a pretty short amount of time. So that's kind of a misconception about that. Otherwise, body becomes dysfunction. Warming up is a waste of time. And the deep squat is a very, very safe way to do your squat. Otherwise, I don't have much to talk about today. Kind of calm. Any questions that you might have, Kara, that maybe our clients or some of the people that are silverbackers out there, anybody has?
Nope, nobody said anything yet.
Oh my God, it's been quiet. Sadie, do you have any questions? I think Sadie has a question. Anyway, all right. Well, that's all I got for Serious Growth today. For those of you who some of your questions in, so we can help you out, please do so. Until next time, go get some serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.